Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1237 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, Who Gives a Hoot? One evening, John, an avid bird lover, especially birds of prey, stood in his backyard and hooted like an owl toward the wooded area beyond his backyard. Hoot, 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 John vocalized. To his surprise, the owl hooted back. Hoot, 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 hoot. Thrilled with his success, he continued for 30 minutes as he had an entire conversation with a nearby owl. John finally returned inside, ecstatic about the evening's success, and he shared it with his wife Jane about how exciting it was. John could barely contain himself the next evening when he tried it again, with great success, and then the next night, and the next for 2 weeks. The owl always answered back as he conversed each night. John was fascinated. About 2 weeks later, Jane saw her neighbor Sue at the grocery store. Sue lived just across the wooded area from her. As Jane and Sue chatted and were catching up about life, Sue asked how John was. Jane said, "Well, John has been consumed lately with his birdwatching success. John has been spending every night for the past couple of weeks conversing with owls in the wooded area between our homes." Sue looked at Jane a bit quizzically and said, "That's really odd. My husband Sam has been doing the exact same thing." Just then it dawned on them both what really had been happening, and they laughed hysterically. Well, I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a good smile. And for our Thursday thought, it is, you can't hoot with the owls and then soar with the eagles. And our verse for today is Psalms chapter 102, verse 6. I am like an owl in the desert, a little owl in a far-off wilderness. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,236 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.